RGO Radio here in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 7 minutes past 8. You're listening to the Josh and Joe Show. My name is Joe. Josh is my favorite pastor, a person that I really look up to in real life. You might know by now the sad news about the air crash in Taipei City. TransAsia Airlines, one of their planes, crashed several days ago. It resulted in 40 people dead already so far. And 15 people, however, miraculously survived and were rescued from the wreckage of the airplane. At this moment, you know, it's very heavy to talk about this. At this moment, I would just like to ask everybody to pray for the people who survived, for the people who lost their lives, and for the families that lost their loved ones. Let's all pray for them. And let's play a song right here. This is a song from Lecrae. He wrote this song for the 2010 Haiti earthquake, when people lost their families, when people lost their homes. And this was a song that he wrote for them to hear. Sometimes you can't feel God, but God is always there. RGO Radio, you're listening to The JJ Show, The Josh and Joe Show. I'm your host, Joe, on the air. Thanks for tuning in, and look us up on our website, rgo.god21.net. rgo.god21.net. There's this guy in America who walks to work every single day, but this is not just any ordinary walk. It's 34 kilometers back and forth every single day. So to get to work on time, he has to set off 4 in the morning and gets home by like 1 in the morning. That is just horrible. And he started doing it a decade ago, ever since his car broke down for the last time. And he just couldn't pay for a new car, so he walked to work every single day. What was amazing was he never had an absent day, and that eventually turned some heads. There was this university student who finally noticed this guy walking to work every single day, so occasionally he would give him a lift. He found out about his story and brought it to the internet. And now people are raising funds for him, and finally they got him a new car. Never does he have to walk to work again. Unless his car breaks down again, of course, but... You see, our minor acts might seem trivial, like bringing somebody's story to the internet, to the media, something like that, but it can make a big difference in other people's lives. So whenever you're doing something small, don't dismiss the butterfly effect that it can have. Because as the old saying goes, even Rome wasn't built in a day. So keep on doing what you're doing right. More music, and I got your happy news and your weekly message coming up in just a bit. RGO Radio, Justin Bieber was on the Ellen DeGeneres show. He said he hadn't done the greatest things in the past. Well, we all know about that. But is he a changed person? There is news that shows that he's going to church recently with the pastor. But we'll find out later on Happy News. That's from a young Justin Bieber back in time. Pray here on RGO Radio. And Justin Bieber, recently he's done a Calvin Klein's advertisement, if you've noticed. Although there were people that have been speculating that they probably photoshopped it because he doesn't look that muscular in person. Whatever. Justin Bieber, you can tell that he's been trying to pull himself together recently. He's been going to church, attending prayer meetings. He has this pastor friend who is guiding him in his life right now. It does seem like he does want to straighten up. And late last month, he was on the Ellen DeGeneres show. He did mention about it.
I think it's just cool to like be able to laugh at yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've done some things that might not have been the greatest.
Really?
So,
nothing just, comes to mind. I don't know what you're talking about.
But I just want to be able to, you know, laugh about it and, you know, be kind of just own up to some of the things, you know.
Good for you. And I know, because I know Scooter and I know you a little bit, that you've been taking care of yourself and you're doing really, really good. And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I know you've straightened up a lot and you look like it.
I like the way Ellen hosts her show. She always knows how to turn an awkward moment into a pleasant one. She's very humorous. I like it a lot. All right, there's three brothers in the United States. They're grown-ups. They're like in their 30s or 40s. That's what they look like to me in these photos. They recreated old childhood photos of themselves into the grown-up version of themselves. And they made it into a calendar and gave it to their mom as a present. This is really funny. If you're looking at the photos that I'm looking at right now, you're going to laugh your guts out. It's really hilarious. So what they literally did was they had these childhood photos, and they've made the exact same poses with the exact same gestures, the exact same clothing. And there's even one in this photo where they're doing trick-or-treating when they were kids during Halloween. They found the exact same costumes, the exact same props, and dressed up like when they were kids. It's just funny to see these three grown-up guys doing all kinds of crazy posters. To get a look of what I'm talking about, log on to our website. I got the photos up right there. It's rgo.god21.net. This will make your day. Trust me. And that's your happy news for today. Let's go on to more music. I'm going to be back in just a bit. I'm going to be back with your weekly message. RGO Radio, The Josh and Joe Show. My name is Joseph Lee, and here is your message of the week. We do this every single week on the show. Just to give you a little piece of God's message to give you direction in your daily life. So here it goes for today. If you take action, it'll become reality. Therefore, you must do it even if you have to suffer, even if you have to struggle. If you take action, it'll become reality. Therefore, you must do it even if you have to struggle. And I believe that's very true. They say, no pain, no gain. You have to set your mind on something, and then you got to put your actions to it. And that's when dreams get realized, when dreams come true. And I think it's the same thing with prayer. However, prayer is a more abstract thing. Because when you pray, it's as if you're talking to the air. Nothing's really happening, right? That's what you think. When you pray, God works in His ways. God does His wonders. So the things that you do in your heart through thoughts and praying, they become reality too. So prayer is actually a very important work in God. So once again, keep in mind, today's message is, if you take action, it'll become reality. Therefore, you must do it even if you have to struggle. But also keep in mind, there's so many ways that you can do things. There's the typical way of putting your actions to things, but there's also another way in the Lord, and that's through prayer, which is a very important work in God. And that's your message of the day. If you'd like it, log on to our website. It's rgo.god21.net. That's rgo.god21.net. You can also look it up on my Facebook. It's J.R. Lee. Just Google me. J.R. Lee Radio. And you'll find it right there. Let's head on to more music, and it's about time for us to wrap it up. I got a couple more tunes. RGO Radio, remember to pray in every single day of your life so that God will work for you, because God does care and God does love you and God wants to do things for you. Also, remember to log on to our website and check us out. It's rgo.god21.net. That's the RGO Radio website. And we got more music. This is Casting Crowns with Thrive. You're on the show. RGO Radio. And yes, we're about to wrap up the show today. Even though I don't want to go, I still have to go because my time's up. We're here every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 p.m. local time in Taipei. That'll be 7 to 8 at night in Korea and in Japan. We have reruns on Thursday and Sunday as well. Look us up on our website. You can find out the schedule right there. It's rgo.god21.net. Once again, rgo.god21.net. Click on the upper right corner for the program list. There's a drop down right there. Just choose on the Josh and Joe Show, the JJ Show. And you'll find us right there, okay? Thank you very, very much for joining us once again. I've had a great time, and I hope you did too. God bless you. God loves you. Remember always to keep it tuned in to RGO. Time to sign off. Goodbye to all of you. Ciao.